Gold prices in Pakistan remained almost stagnant on Wednesday, as international rates dipped amid a stronger U.S. dollar and renewed optimism over U.S.-China trade talks. According to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association, APSA, the price of gold in the local market rose only by 800 rupees per tola, reaching 356,900 rupees. The price of 10-gram gold also increased by 684 rupees to 305,984 rupees. This follows a sharp jump of 6,100 rupees per tola on Tuesday, when prices hit 356,100 rupees. Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities, noted that gold prices initially spiked to as high as $3,448 amid heightened geopolitical tensions between India and Pakistan. However, the announcement of fresh trade negotiations between the U.S. and China, expected to begin Saturday, reversed that trend, he said. Gold dropped to an intraday low of $3,360 and is currently trading around $3,384. The market opened at $3,400 today, but the trade talk development is bearish for gold. Prices have declined by nearly $80. Agar added that if the India-Pakistan tensions de-escalate and trade talks progress positively, gold could retreat further towards the $3,300 level in the coming days. Globally, gold prices fell more than 1% on Wednesday, pressured by a firmer dollar and U.S.-China trade talks optimism, while the focus is on the Federal Reserve's policy decision due later in the day, according to Reuters. Spot gold slipped 1.3% to $3,385.48 an ounce. U.S. gold futures lost nearly 1% to $3,392.80. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee registered a marginal decline against the U.S. dollar in the interbank market on Wednesday, slipping by 0.04% amid heightened regional tensions and cautious global sentiment ahead of a key U.S. Federal Reserve policy decision. The rupee closed at 281.47 against the greenback, losing 10 paisas from Tuesday's closing rate of 281.37. Speaking to the media, Malik Bistan, chairman of the Exchange Companies Association of Pakistan, ECAP, highlighted that a contingency mechanism is in place to mobilize overseas Pakistanis' financial support if needed. "We have a swap system that enables the Pakistani diaspora to lend funds for a two-year term, backed by sovereign guarantees," he stated. "This system can raise up to $1 billion per month, amounting to $12 billion annually if the need arises." Bistan noted that a similar strategy proved successful during Pakistan's 1994 financial crisis, when foreign exchange reserves had dwindled to just $400 million. At that time, exchange companies facilitated inflows worth $10 billion through this very mechanism, he added.